Laura, thanks very much for taking the time to chat with me this morning.
No worries at all. Good morning.
So, I mean, the idea of doing Sydney by kayak is already such an incredible idea and one that, you know, we here at 2SER have kind of talked about a little bit already. But how did this idea of being a responsible paddler and, you know, eliminating rubbish, how did that idea kind of evolve?
So I guess I've been running the business for about 8 years, and about 5 years ago, I was running kayak fitness classes. Some of those were kayak and boxing classes that went to a beach where we did a boxing class. At the end of the class, we would always grab a bucket and pick up as much rubbish as we could. And then we would bring that back to the boat ramp with us and dispose of it after each session. We were noticing sometimes there was a lot of rubbish out there, so we decided that we potentially needed to put some dedicated cleanup paddles on. I started off running these as a free tour, and then they got so popular that I decided to start charging a little bit of money and then donating that money to conservation charities.
Oh, wow.
And trying to make a bit of a difference there. And they were still obviously very popular. So now we do 4 scheduled tours per week. And then we have corporates that come out and pay for it. And we still donate some of that money to conservation charities. And we put some of that money aside to purchase the bins for Sydney Harbour as well.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. I mean, the fact that not only are you going out and picking up, but you donate the money as well. But I wanted to know, say that I signed up today, what would the kind of tour look like?
So when you arrive, we take people who have never kayaked before. So we'll always do a lesson on the beach and make sure that everyone's comfortable. We do a safety briefing on obviously how to pick up the rubbish safely, some things that we find can be sharp or a little bit dangerous, so some things we recommend not picking up or asking the guides to pick up. And then we pull the paddlers out onto the water, and then we do a lap of usually Lavender Bay, which is our sort of home bay where we operate. And we spend about an hour to an hour and a half, depending on the speed of the group and how much rubbish is out there. And we pick up the rubbish, put it in a bucket in the back of the kayak that has its own little dedicated bucket hole.
Oh, cute.
And then at the end of the tour, we sort of go through all the rubbish, recycle what's recyclable, do a bit of an audit on what we're finding. We weigh the rubbish so we can keep a track of how much we're picking up by weight. And obviously we take photos and some of that on social media and try and spread the word about responsible paddling. Things like Take 3 for the Sea and 5-minute beach cleanups and all of those good for the hoods and things. And just trying to send a message out there to people about sort of being more responsible.
Yeah, I mean, it's a really cool idea, but I don't know. You mentioned that, you know, started off as a bit of a freebie and then it got so popular that you started, you know, donating some of the money toward the conservation efforts. Did you have to kind of go about a particular marketing route to try to, you know, entice people to come and pick up rubbish, or were people pretty keen when they heard of the idea?
People are actually really keen. Some people want to bring a bucket on our other tours, which aren't dedicated cleanup tours. Like we do sunrise tours and social paddles, and before COVID we did a whole sort of range of other tours, and I tend to find a lot of people will just gravitate towards the rubbish that they see and they'll just pop it in the bucket holder on the back even if they don't have a bucket. So people are really, really keen to pick up rubbish and make a difference. I do market it, but there's a lot of people out there that would happily just come and do it. And we do give away freebies. If we see people picking up rubbish on the beach, we'll give them a card and say, you know, give us a shout and come out for free. Thanks for cleaning up the beach. And we partner with local councils like North Sydney Council are amazing. And they have an amazing sustainability team and bush care team. And we run kids paddles in the school holidays and teach the kids about the environment and about the importance of less plastic use and making sure that things go in the bin correctly and that kind of stuff.
So, it's a great way to get the kids out. And I mean, I don't have kids, but you've sold me. How do we get involved?
So you can head to the website or the Instagram page and send us a message, or you can just book online. You can either book into one of our currently scheduled tours, or if you have 8 people, minimum 8, maximum 12, we can book a private tour and take you out on the harbour. It's just $50, and then $15 from that will go towards our current conservation project is the sea bin. So we're saving money for a sea bin for Lavender Bay.
$50 very
per person,
cool.
About a 90-minute experience out on the harbour.
Oh, well, Laura, I have to say it's a bit of a good news story. Thanks so much for taking the time to chat with us this morning.
You're welcome. Thanks so much.